everyone. Welcome back to Sociology in the News. I'm Emma.
And I'm Mallory. And today we're talking about an opinion piece that Tressie McMillan Cottom wrote for the New York Times recently, prompting her readers to look to the trad wives, podcast bros, and wellness influencers to understand how President-elect Donald Trump's ability to tap into the aesthetics of online spaces may have helped him win the election. And McMillan Cottom starts describing these groups and how they don't really map cleanly onto traditional political polls and are kind of surprisingly racially and ethnically diverse. So Emma, are you familiar with Tradwives content?
I've seen some Tradwives content on my TikTok feed, specifically the influencer Nara Smith. She's like, it's videos of her at home making like homemade Capri Sun, and then like sometimes her husband will come into the frame, but she's like, it's lots of like cooking content. It's very like the aesthetic is like very like 1950s feeling,
nostalgic for the past.
yeah something like that.
Yeah, I feel like that's what I tend to see too, when I like, you know, have this image built up in my head that's sort of like almost, no offense, Stepford Wives. And I kind of get this idea of the like a stereotypical trad wife. But it was so interesting because in this article, McMillan Cottom was talking about how that doesn't really capture this whole community, this whole sort of swath of content. And she talks a little bit about like the Black woman version of this like trad wife ethos as about like taking on sort of like she says a pragmatic approach to waged labor. So the idea of like, let me maximize my leisure time, let me have sort of a soft life, which I've also seen a lot of online, and I hadn't really thought about that as connecting to this tradwife type of content before.
Yeah. And then she also talks about the podcast bros.
The bros. We're kind of the podcast bros now.
We are. But she does call them the masculine twin of trad wives, with Joe Rogan being the podcast bro's patron saint, direct quote.
So yeah, I think we tend to think of Joe Rogan as like the prototypical example of this, but Tressie McMillan Cottom talks a little bit about how a key part of sort of the podcast phenomenon is emphasizing like sort of being an independent thinker, which is an idea that kind of crosses political lines, right? This whole idea of like, maybe don't believe everything you hear, think for yourself, do your own research, can be taken in a lot of different directions. So connecting this to Trump, McMillan Cottom is talking about how, you know, he didn't necessarily win over voters because he was appealing specifically to their identity, but rather he kind of excelled at tapping into these media systems using the language of digital communities, and sort of using the aesthetics and these ideas, like being a free thinker, these ideas about like leisure time and how the home should be, to tap into a pretty diverse population, especially because so many people express their identities online.
Bars.
Thanks for listening to the Society Pages podcast. Be sure to follow us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and check out our website at thesocietypages.org.